With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. Vote-by-mail voters should receive their ballot by the end of next week. California's March 3rd primary is earlier than usual, giving voters in the Golden State a chance to play a big role in the presidential nomination process. I spoke with Gail Pellerin to talk about what voters should know, but might be afraid to ask. Pellerin is the Santa Cruz County Clerk and Registrar of Voters.
First question, what are the deadlines for voters leading up to the California primary?
The first thing to be aware of is that on February 3rd, we're going to start to mail out the vote-by-mail ballots. After that, we ask that voters get registered by February 18th. That's the deadline to make sure your name will be on the voter rolls and that you'll be able to vote by mail. If you miss that deadline, though, we do have same-day voter registration in the state of California, and people can't exercise that.
What are the different ways people can vote?
So lots of different ways. People can vote early by voting by mail. They can vote in person early. So both our office and the Watsonville City Clerk's office will open on February 3rd at 8 a.m., issuing ballots to voters. Doing it early is a really wise thing if you don't like lines, and lots of opportunity to do that either Monday through Friday when we're open. But we're open Saturday, Sunday, Monday before the election. Here, Watsonville, and we're going to have 8 other locations in Santa Cruz County for people to go on those 3 days prior to an election day, and of course election day as well, to take care of their voting.
Because the primary has been moved up in California, are you seeing more interest?
I think there's just more interest overall. I think voters are much more engaged and involved, and they understand the importance of voting and how it does have, you know, long-term effects on how your community and your government is being run.
If someone has never voted before or isn't registered yet, how do I go about doing that?
The easiest thing to do is either on your phone or computer, go to registertovote.ca.gov, and that's if you have a state ID or a California driver's license, because it pulls your signature from that record, and then we get it. But if you don't have that, the system will ask you to print out a form that you have to sign and mail it to us. So if you don't want to go through that mechanism, you can pick up a voter registration card at any post office, library, city hall, our office. Call us, we'll mail you a voter registration card. So there's lots of opportunities to get connected and get registered.
If you're registered as an independent, can you vote in one of the presidential primaries?
Sure. So lots of different words for independent. People call it independent. People call it declined to state. People call it nonpartisan. And if you're registered with one of those, you're in this bucket of voters that we call no party preference. So no party preference or independent voters may cross over and vote a party ballot if the party has adopted rules allowing you to do so. Only 3 of the 6 political parties have allowed that: Democratic, American Independent, and Libertarian. If you do want to vote, let's say, with the Republican Party, you want to vote in that primary, you need to be registered with the Republican Party. The same goes for the Green Party and the Peace and Freedom Party.
What's your advice to people who are maybe intimidated to vote or are thinking about not voting because they don't know every candidate or measure?
Voting is not a test. So if you're overwhelmed by what's on the ballot, you don't have to vote on every single issue. I leave things blank sometimes. So, you know, just vote what you want to vote for that you're informed about and then leave the rest. But if you are a new voter, you know, go with a friend if you want to go to the polls, or, you know, go alone, because our poll workers are well trained and they'll be able to welcome you. Voting by mail is a nice way to do it. You just do it from the comfort of your couch and be able to cast your vote there. I know a lot of people do ballot parties where they get all their friends together and they talk about what's on the ballot and kind of pros and cons, and that's a fun way to get involved as well.
That's Gail Pellerin. She's been serving as Santa Cruz County's chief elections official for 27 years. To read more of our conversation, which includes what the county is doing to secure its election process, head over to kazu.org. There we will also have detailed information about how to register and how to get the ballot you want. I'm Erica Mahoney. This is KAZU News.